Hello everyone. This book is called The Little Prince. It's an adaptation of the novel based by Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. It's by Louise Grieg. I lived my life alone in the clouds until the day my plane crashed into the empty desert. Stranded with only my shadow, I sank down into the sand, and in deep silence, I slept. At sunrise, a strange little voice broke my sleep. "Please draw me a sheep." I blinked. The voice belonged to a charming little prince. I'd never drawn a sheep, so I sketched this and said, "Your sheep is inside this box." "That is a perfect sheep," he beamed. "Look, he is sleeping." I was soon to learn that this little prince came from a distant planet hardly bigger than himself. It had three tiny volcanoes and a chair for watching the sunsets. But his planet was covered with hundreds of sprouting bushes. "It is hard work clearing the boobabs," he would say. "Ah, so this is why he had need of a sheep." "Oh, little prince," with the laughter like bells. But his voice wilted to a whisper whenever he spoke of something else. "A rose." Her perfume filled his planet. Her beauty blazed like the flame of a lamp. She shone a light in the little prince's heart, and she told him she was the only rose in the whole universe. "How exquisite you are," he would gasp. "Am I not?" And her petals would flutter. So the little prince tended his rose. She was not an easy flower. "Ahem," she would cough. "My breakfast, if you please." And he ran to sprinkle her with water. "I do so hate draughts." And he brought her a screen. "A glass globe would keep the wind from me at night." This he fetched. She grew boastful. "I can fight a tiger. Look at my four thorns." But her thorns were pitiful, and there were no tigers. Weary with the whims of his rose, the little prince chose to leave his planet. Tears prickled his eyes. "Goodbye," he said. "I hope you will be safe." The rose drooped a little. "I have my thorns." He did not see her crying. He did not hear her say, "I love you." To see how others lived, the little prince visited his neighbouring planets. On the first sat a king. "I rule over everything. My orders shall be obeyed." "Can you order the sun to set?" asked the little prince. Yes. "But not until 8:20 this evening." The next planet belonged to a businessman. "Do not interrupt me. I'm counting the shiny things," he said. "I own them." "I do believe the stars wish to be owned." "I do not believe the stars wish to be owned," thought the little prince. The third planet had room only for a street lamp and a lamplighter. "Good evening," said the lamplighter as he lit the lamp. "Good morning," and immediately he put it out. "Good evening," he lit it again. "I do not understand this world," sighed the little prince. The final planet my friend found himself upon was Earth. Here he landed in a garden of 5,000 roses. "My rose told me she was the only one," he wept. "Tame me," spoke a fox from nowhere. "Make me your friend. Be the only boy in the world for me. Make me listen for your footsteps. Make me the only fox among thousands of foxes for you." "There is only one rose," said the little prince. "Ah," said the fox, "the 5,000 other roses mean nothing. Only one has tamed you." The little prince and the fox sat side by side. "You are my fox. You are my boy." Then one day, "My rose, I know, said the fox. She is listening for your footsteps. And that is how the little prince came to be asking me for a sheep. He was on his way home. The desert hides a well, he said. What is hidden is beautiful. We walked and we found one, and the whine of the old pulley was like a song. The little prince laughed, and planet Earth is singing. Our water will taste of music. But if the sheep will eat the boobabs, and will it also eat my roses? He suddenly frowned. The next morning I woke to a single star in the sky and a cloud in my heart. The little prince had gone. I had succeeded in fixing my plane, so I left the desert, and with me I carried the story of my time with the little prince. The stars hide a little laughing prince. What is hidden is beautiful. Now it is as if all the stars are laughing just for me. If you travel some day to the desert, wait a while beneath the brightest star, and if a little figure appears who speaks of a fox and a rose, you will know who it is. Please, if this happens, tell me he has come back. Oh, that's a beautiful story. Thanks, everyone.